Q94 with Mountain of Rock. I'm Gary Lee, and it is your high school football preview of our local teams, and we're venturing off into the territory of the Panthers, Mountain Grove, as the Panthers get ready for their 23 season. And with me is head coach of the Panthers, Brandon Rogers. How are we doing, Coach?
Good, Gary.
Well, yeah, man, you know, it seems like we just talked, last week?
Time flies, that's for sure.
Boy, it does. Well, you know, the season ended. 22 is behind us. So how has the preparation to 23 went thus far?
Well, we got a lot of new faces and new positions. You know, I had a good senior class last year with some veterans that had a lot of varsity experience. And, you know, with them moving on, now it's time for younger guys to step up and fill those roles.
Well, and that's exciting. You know, I mean, seeing new young talent coming out there, you know, some's like, well, their name's not known yet. But by October, the 1st of October, a lot of people's going to know a lot of these young men's names, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, we got some good young kids that look forward to watch on Friday night. You know, we're placing our quarterback position with a sophomore, Nathan Eastep. He's a good athlete. He's, you know, he's just different than Tyson Elliott, and we just got to treat it that way.
So you've had your summer camp, right, your team camp?
Yeah, we went to Branson for team camp, and then we had a thud with Liberty and Sarcoxie, and then we went to Mountain Home and played Mountain Home in West Plains. So we've had some good competition this summer.
You know, as a coach, you know, I mean, it's practice, it's a scrimmage, but what do you, you know, really looking at? What are you wanting to see out of your team when you're having these scrimmages? What's a few things that you really like to, you know, notice?
Well, when you're replacing veteran kids with younger kids, you know, you want that team chemistry to build throughout the summer and them get used to each other and the way we play. And I think, you know, it's important to know the guy that you're lining up next to.
You know, and the line of scrimmage is what, for me, you know, are they firing off? Are they in sync? You know, because I don't think, you know, coaches are going to game plan for a scrimmage or a team camp. You know, it's more timing, isn't it? Just seeing where that timing's at too.
It is. It's, you know, it's trying to implement your offense and get used to what you're trying to get accomplished and you know, and just repping it over and over and trying to get better at it daily.
Now, and on the defensive side, your defense, they fly into the ball?
Well, defensively, the same way. We replaced several, but we've moved parts around. And, you know, I think at Branson, we started seeing it come together and play pretty good football at times.
So, Jamboree, are the Panthers going to be partaking in one? And if so, where and when?
It's going to be at Mountain Grove. It's August 18th. It's that Friday at 7 p.m. Schools coming will be Thayer, Willow Springs, and Houston.
Oh, those are always fun because, you know, I mean, every player gets in there a little bit, don't they?
Oh, yeah. We'll do a varsity session, then flip it over and do a JV session, and everybody plays everyone. Then we get on the bus. They get on the bus and go home.
So who do the Panthers open the season with?
We open up at Fairgrove. It got moved to a Saturday because of the official situation. Mm-hmm. But so we'll play Saturday night at 7 p.m. And then week two, we go to El Dorado Springs. So we start the year back-to-back road games.
Mm. So who's your first home opponent?
It'll be Ava.
Oh, boy. That, you know, I mean, that's a great rivalry.
It is. You know, it's a fun rival game, and we look forward to it every year, and, you know, glad to have it at home.
Yeah, and Hunter Adams is healthy, I hear, and been practicing and is back in action. And, you know, he's a special player, isn't he?
Yes, he is. You know, unfortunately, he had a bad injury last year, but they say he's healthy, and I've heard he looked good.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, too. Can't wait to cruise on down to Douglas County and visit with Ava Bears head coach, and we'll be getting to that a little later on. Head coach of the Mountain Grove Panthers, Brandon Rogers, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll be catching you for a coach's show that first week of high school football.
Thank you, Gary.